My dearly beloved in Christ, this year is the 100th anniversary of the institution of the Feast of Christ the King. Pope Pius XI in 1925 issued an encyclical on the kingship of Christ and established this feast. And in that encyclical, he points out that different feast days have been established in the course of church history for particular needs at that time. And the Pope points out in that encyclical that the main cause, the cause of unhappiness among men, of strife in the world, and of all the problems in society, all goes back to one thing, and that is the rejection of Jesus Christ and his teachings, his laws, his church. And so what society needs is a return to obedience to our divine Lord as King. We can dream of one day that society will be ordered according to God's will, that the laws will reflect the natural law, the Ten Commandments. That is certainly something to pray for. That a time will come when the kingship of Christ is recognized in civil society. But sadly, we live at a time when you're expected to not bring your faith into the public arena, to refer to the teachings of the church or to your faith or your moral values and so forth. The attitude is keep that to yourself, or in your church, or in your home, but don't speak it publicly. But we can and we must be, as our Lord said, a light shining in the world. Men do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel. So let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so we can again and should pray that time will come. We pray, in fact, in the Our Father every day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for the coming of the kingdom of God, the kingship of Christ in this world. And the Pope pointed out in this encyclical that there are many references to the kingship of Christ in the church, in the liturgy, in scripture, of course, going all the way back in the liturgy. So we have the Council of Nicaea in 325 that condemned Arius, issued a creed, and we use it every Sunday at Mass, the Nicene Creed. And it refers to Christ, cuius regni non erit finis, of whose kingdom there shall be no end. One of the things we pray in the Nicene Creed. Our Lord is King. Even if men don't acknowledge it. And if we see in today's gospel, Pilate asks our Lord, art thou a king? And our Lord said, my kingdom is not of this world. And Pilate said, then you are a king. And he said, yes, I am a king. My kingdom is not of this world. So Jesus Christ is king. And note that Pilate, in his efforts to pacify the Jewish leaders and to free our Lord, whom he knew was innocent, in his efforts, he said to them, to the Jewish people gathered there before the praetorium, he said, shall I crucify your king? And they said those terrible words, we have no king but Caesar, a rejection of the kingship of Christ. How sad. And again, you think of what that brought upon those people, the blindness of the Jewish people that have not been, at least as a nation, converted. And that is a prophecy in Scripture that before the end of the world, the Jewish people as a nation will be converted to the true faith. There have been individuals, but by and large, a blindness due to the rejection of Christ the King. We have no king but Caesar. We don't want this man to reign over us, in effect, is what they said. How terribly tragic. We, on the other hand, must renew today our submission to Christ as our King and our determination to live as loyal, faithful subjects of our gentle King. Notice that our Lord is a very different King from kings of this world. If you think about kings when there were monarchies and kings of nations, which is interesting because if you go back before the French Revolution, people didn't identify themselves as citizens of a country, but as subjects of a king. They wouldn't identify themselves as Frenchmen or Italians or Germans or whatever, but rather, I'm the subject of such and such a king. They identified so much with their king, and they had that sense of loyalty. But over the centuries, there have been many bad kings. There have been wonderful and good kings, but in civil society, there have been bad kings who made the people suffer. But our Lord is a gentle king. What did he say? My yoke is easy, or my yoke is sweet. My burden is light. He is a gentle king. Let us submit to his sovereignty, to his kingship. Be always obedient, and especially show forth by your example, the way you live, the light of your faith to all mankind, that one day society will turn to Christ its King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.